police chopper just hanging over the house. Alright, so it's been around 4 days since they haven't used the neighbours when leaving and come back home. They use other tactics when, you know, driving. But they haven't used the neighbours for 4 days. So we'll see what happens on the fifth day. And I showed you 2 days before the last time I left the house. Number plates, right? 999, just flip them over. And I showed you two locations. Alright, see what happens. Alright, so you can hear me saying in real time, they haven't used the neighbours in 4 days when leaving and coming back home. But they use other tactics when I leave my house, like colour sensitising tactics and missing brake lights, missing headlights. So yeah, because they haven't used the neighbours in 4 days, and this is the fifth day, and they haven't used the neighbours when leaving and coming back home. But like I said, I'm going to show you tactics when I leave the house, when they don't use the neighbours, right? And sometimes they'll double it by using the neighbours and then using the tactic, what I'm going to show you now. Me heading to my first location, Shell petrol station, to get a coffee. And I'll show you as I'm heading to that location the whole way. You're going to see the tactics being used to let the target know he's on watch when the target's driving. What you're going to see first off is colour sensitising tactics using red, and then it changes using missing headlights, missing brake lights, all the way till I reach my first location, Shell petrol station. Keep watching. Red, the timer. Mm-hmm. There's another red car behind. It's not the same one that followed me out of the street. Timing. The red car here just drove out of the driveway there. You can't make this shit up. Alright, so you can see how they started off by using red, and now the tactics will change. What you're going to see first is a missing headlight, a white van. And then after that, the whole way till I reach my first location, missing brake lights, right? So you can see how the tactics will change to let the target know he's on watch when the target's driving. Keep watching, heading to my first location. Missing headlights, white truck. Lowest campaign here. Middle missing brake light, the car in front of me. Exact same car as mine. Middle one's not working. And this is what I'm saying about, they don't use the neighbors, but you can see, as I'm driving, Simon to dumb. See the missing brake light in front of me? The top one. the top right. Brake light in front. I got the middle one missing here. I can't look everywhere. I'm just focusing the cars right in front of me. You might have some missing on the sides of me as well, but in front of me here, and the one in front of this one missing brake lights. Turn to the side. As you see in front, The middle one on the right and the one in front of me are the right one's not working. I don't know, I might put this up, see what happens. The right missing brake light in front, the grey one. The one that looks at the lights. Car right here. It's turning now, so you'll see it right now, as you can see. I've got to go straight, so keep watching. Yeah, and police choppers are this morning. Over the house, just hovering, and they circled for a few minutes and then they booted off. Middle missing brake light, the white one. Campaigners. Red car in front, left missing brake light. Don't know if you can see it, it's a bit far. Try to get closer. As you can see that right there. I'm heading to 7-Eleven to, not 7-Eleven, Shell to get a coffee. And we got two vans. filling up. I think I'm going to use the white car right in front of me here. There's no one in it now. Because I can see there's no one in it. But are they going to time it there or are they going to use another tactic? All right, so you can hear me saying in real time, are they going to use that white car that's in front of me? And you're going to see how it's timed. You're going to see how it's done, right? How she runs to the car to time it. And you can see if someone's already getting a coffee in front of me right here, a stalker. And you can see what he's wearing, a green top. And also you can hear me saying about the white vans when heading into Shell Petrol Station. You can see two white vans. That's just letting me know they're going to use white vans when I head to my second location. Keep watching. Long off the horn. See how she has to run? She has to fucking run. Right, you can see out there. What I say, they're gonna use this car here with perfect timing. Like I predicted, you can see how the stalker ran to the car to time it, to let the target know he's on watch. And you can hear me predicting it way before the assignment was done. And I showed you a clip at the beginning of the video of a chopper hovering over my house. And that was in the morning around 11 o'clock. I slept in. And what they do sometimes is hover over the house because it's loud and the house shakes to wake the target up, right? And I was sleeping when that happened, right? And they do that sometimes to wake me up using the chopper hovering over the house. And I've showed you how many times when the police choppers are hovering over my house, right? To let the target know he's on watch. And in that occasion, to wake the target up, right? So yeah, keep watching. I'm heading to my second location, Westfield Shopping Centre, and the last time I was there, they used two handlers when parking. They're already there. An hour later, when heading back to my car, they both left with perfect timing, and I'll leave the link down below to the last time I was at Westfield Shopping Centre, showing you how they used the handlers doing assignments when I was at that location. So keep on watching. I'm heading to Westfield Shopping Centre, and what you're going to see first is a white car being used when parking, and then using a white van with a green top when heading back to my car. Keep on watching. I just come back from Shell Petrol Station. Now, I'm not too sure. I might show as I left my house, right? Missing brake lights and all that. See what happens. See how long the video goes for. So I'm heading to Westfield Shopping Centre. That's the car right in front. Hope you can see it. The left missing brake light. As you can see, the Russian circus, right? You can't make this shit up. There you go. Some brake light all the way ahead. Don't know if you're gonna see it, it's a bit too far. The left one. They're on Nashua Park where I'm at this location. Oh yeah, last time I was here, it was a few days ago, they used the two handlers. They were here when I got here, and they left with perfect timing an hour later. They waited in the car for a whole hour, and then they left. There's a stalker in the car, white truck there. Down there, not. Yeah, the handler parked over here. Right over here. And the handler parked behind me here. When I got here, there's a stalker rocking up here. And they waited for a whole hour until I got back to my car. Alright, so. There's a coffee right there, so, and there's a trolley there, so I'll park over here. And stalker parked right there behind me. All right, guys. Instead of entering that way, I'm going to enter the other way. I'm going to go past this car here. Hasn't gotten out, still in the car. Alright guys. Female. All right, so you can see how the tactics have changed when parking this time. You can see this white car rocks up with perfect timing, and she stays in the car. She boots off when I'm heading back to my car. So you can see she's in the car the whole time now. When heading back to my car, she's gone and being replaced with a white van wearing a green top, right? So you can see when I was at Shell, just letting me know the assignments are going to be done when I head to my second location, Westfield Shopping Center. So keep watching. We'll show you me heading back to the car, and you can see how they use the white van. Alright, keep watching. I was in there for around 40 minutes or so. Thank you.
there's a van over there. As you can see, a van that wasn't there when I parked. Alright, so that white car that parked behind me, gone now, right? You can see the tire being as soon as I got here. Alright, just letting the target know he's on watch. And you can see how the tactics will change, right? Last month here, I had a stalker parked to where that van was. And I had a stalker parked behind me when I got here. I mean, not stalkers, they were handlers. An hour later, when heading back, they both left at the exact same time. And hopefully you would have seen that video here. And you can see, when parking this time, no cars were parked over there where the van is. But a car parked at perfect timing when I got here, that white one. And she's gone now, and now you got a van parked over there. So you can see how the tactics will change. And this is why I do my work. If they let you know you're in the program, you got one place to go to educate yourself about the targeting. Because everyone else, for what I can see, there's no one else that's really targeted on the internet. Going back, I could find a few, a small amount, you can see this. But now, yeah, all fake. See that there.
And as you can see, using a white van and also wearing a green top, staring at the target. And like I said, I'll leave the link down below to the last time I was at this location when they used the handlers. And take a look at the positioning on where these cars are parked when I was at this location on this day, and also when I was here the last time when they used the handlers. Alright, so before I show you government stage false flag hoaxes, I'm going to show you an article that's just come out about the Elon Musk brain chips, right? And this technology has been around for a very long time, and it's already been perfected, right? And there's people around that have already got this shit in their heads, right? And you don't want this shit in your head because they can see through your eyes, right? And I'll prove it now, right? I'll show you an article that's just come out right now about Elon Musk and the brain chips, and then I'm going to go back to 1999 to show you how long this technology has been around for, right? And again, there's people around already with this shit in their heads, right? The future isn't looking good, and I keep on saying, wake up to my work to understand what you're seeing happening worldwide. Thank you.
666 Poison Street, Boston. Repeat, crisis active. We need wheelchairs. We need lots of wheelchairs. Break out the wheelchairs. Crisis actors in need of wheelchairs. Attention, smiling amputee actors found near bleachers at finish line. 666 Boynton Street, Boston. Calling all Red Cap FEMA workers, craft mercenaries, Blackwater employees, and that lady in pink. Please report to 666 Boynton Street. Thank you. Attention, we have plenty of crisis actors in need of wheelchairs. Hey, plenty of actors in need of wheelchairs. Badly injured, make sure to pull her on a wheelchair by her leg. I repeat, pull her by her leg on the wheelchair. Thank you.
Tender on. Oh, great stuff. Peridano swing. Diamond cat coming up. Oh, coming up. Oh, now he's coming in. Oh, it's closing in. Peridano. Oh, nice seat coming off. Cat. Oh, cat guy rolls in. It's a victory.
We have a dummy on the black tarmac. Repeat, we have a dummy on the black tarmac. Wheelchair needed. Dummy in need of wheelchair for helicopter photo op. Attention to all police on scene. Those donuts in the magnificent thing are for after the hoax, not to be consumed now. Please stop stealing donuts. Attention,